Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And to the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swanee and friends, Samantha Riches and 39-year-old Dane Swan. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
I know you're 39 because I checked your mentions on Twitter on Saturday.
Did you get mentioned, did you?
You were 39.
Why did that?
I don't know. After one of your tweets today, but I didn't bother retweeting. I think it was post-game.
Thought I'd just give one more clip to everyone, see if I could upset as many more people as possible on the way out the door after the game.
So, have you got your receipts yet?
Well, I haven't had... I haven't had a chance to look at my phone yet. Been a bit busy in the last couple of days.
Have you?
I thought I'd end off on a high note. They would have come for me if they had won, if they had lost, so they can all get fucked. Yeah.
So how was the day? Talk us through the experience for you.
It was good. I had a breakfast and just got there about 1:30. Just in Port Melbourne. And then, just went to the game, got there about 1:30 and obviously sat out with the commoners. And
you only did one breakfast?
Yeah, I only had one on Saturday.
No lunch?
No?
No lunch?
No.
You do need a twilight grand final.
Well, I wanted to keep it reasonably free so I didn't have to be rushed around and fucking all that kind of jazz. So, went there and then just sat there and watched the game. Then she kicked on a little bit afterwards. It was good. It was a good game, which was nice.
Were they your gold pass tickets?
Yep.
Very nice. And who were you with?
Just a mate. So level two on the wing. Sort of half, basically where she kicked that goal from. That's basically where I was. Same spot last year.
Where she'd kicked that goal from. Is that still ingrained in your memory, is it? Is that your reference point going forward?
This just gives people a good reference of where I was sitting. So about in there. So it was good. It was a nice day, warm. I was front row, so it was like, the sun was on me all day, but it was all right.
You were looking forward to that night grand final because you wouldn't have caught the heat in that way.
No. Going on. But it was a good day. It was obviously an awesome game too, which was good. They obviously got the job done.
Are they the best team or the best, as in the best group of players? I think maybe Brisbane and Collingwood were the best team and the best disciplined throughout the 100 minutes.
I said it all year. You all must have forgot. I told everyone they just had the queue in the rack. I tried to tell everyone. They wouldn't believe me. But, that would have been the best side all year, and they proved it. Obviously, winning three finals. No one gives a fuck that they won their combined three finals by 8 points or 10 points, whatever it was. When they look back at the record books 100 years from now, it says Collingwood were the premiers. So that's all that really matters.
And were you ahead of your time? I mean, you enjoyed your footy. It looks like everyone's enjoyed their footy now in the winning team.
Yeah, well, winning helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
that's like we all love flying. He's obviously done an amazing job. But the one thing he hasn't had yet is any adversity, because they've been so good for, you know, they've come, jumped out of the ground last year and got beaten in prelim by a point who, against Geelong or whoever it was, and Geelong were obviously clearly the best side last year, and we got then a kick off them in a final, and then and then obviously they were great this year. They put, like we said, they put the cue in the rack for the last five games of the year, just cruising to get through to the end of the season. Now, were they their best? Probably not. Probably wasn't the best footy they've played all year, but that just proves how good they were, because when they even weren't their best, it was still better than the three finals, who we played, Melbourne, GWS and Brisbane.
I didn't see the stat going around that you have to win your last five games to win a premiership this year.
No, well, there was one. There was one going around. Like, the only fucking last 15 premiers or something haven't had a losing record in the last four rounds or something like that. But
no, I'm saying post-game. I didn't see that stat.
No, yeah, no, no, exactly. Yeah, no, that's gone. But, yeah, no, it was awesome. So, they obviously had a good win. And the boys obviously done a fair bit of celebrating. And, you know, I thought I'd just become a real arsehole online and make people hate me even more for boys winning the flag.
Now, were you there, Sam?
I wasn't there. I got the year off, which was actually wonderful. I got to be at home. My house is full of Collingwood supporters, so it was very bizarre.
I didn't see any photo of you saying that you were once part of a Kiss tribute band this year. That's why I twigged.
No, what did you think of it?
Well, I'm the wrong age, because I can remember my whole life and I'm old. So, but I think they nailed it. What was it like on the ground, Dane?
Yeah, I thought they were fine. Like, they played their hits.
Yep. And none from the new album.
Yeah. What else do you want? Like, the fireworks and all that kind of shit would look much better at night, Ralph. But
apparently so.
But no, well, I'm not a huge Kiss fan, but obviously I know those songs and they sounded all right there. So I guess it's a win. Like, they certainly weren't bad.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure, you know, if you had some huge Kiss followers, they might be able to tell you if they sounded good, bad, or indifferent. But they were fine to me. I enjoyed it. I actually
got into it.
I walked past them the Friday morning. I had to do a thing on Sunrise Channel 7, and they were on just before me. Mate, they look every part of 80 or however old they are. Fucking hell. Well, no wonder they keep their face paint on. But
if someone said, here's the ticket, you can live to 80 and you could have had their life, you'll take it.
Yeah, but they, but I thought they did a great job. I thought the whole day, now the game was obviously awesome, the weather, I haven't seen any punch on jet in the crowd. I think for most part of the crowd were well behaved, because Collingwood won, I guess. It was obviously an awesome day. My life hasn't changed because they won it. Just like if they had a lost, like, I would be sitting here going, "Ah, it sucked." But you know,
did you head down Swan Street afterwards, Dane?
No, I went to the Osborne, and that's where the boys ended up coming there. Then I went to the Emerson. Then I went to 161. Then I went to my house. Then
Revs.
No, this now we're getting into Sunday night territory. I'm trying to think. Then went to Chapel Street. And then I came home.
Not bad effort.
On my own.
Did you see the start of the NFL this morning?
And the end of it.
And then you went to bed.
Yeah, fuck today, let me tell you. An early flight out tomorrow. Fly out 6 o'clock tomorrow.
I was looking at the odds of whether you'd, first of all, if you'd make the call this evening, and then if you'd make your flight in the morning.
Oh, my life won't be worth living if I don't get on that flight tomorrow.
Oh, that is very true.
How long have you been solo? 3 weeks?
Six?
All finals. So it was 5-6 weeks, something like that.
What was the formal wear you were wearing with Jude Bolton and Matty Richardson and Wayne Carey? And
the spring of Swan is done. That's mate. People think it's a shtick or I'm trying to be cool. I just dress for comfort. That's what I have no interest in putting things on that make me uncomfortable. So it's not like a shtick. I don't do it to try and be cool. I literally just do it because I want to be comfortable.
Yes.
So I actually had jeans on. I nearly fucking had shorts on. I actually did the right thing and put jeans on for him and Vans.
What was the function?
That one was just a fucking grand final function sort of thing on a Thursday night at the Sofitel, I think.
And were those five boys, you and the other four, was that the panel?
Yep. We had they split up into two. But yeah, that was basically the panel. Yeah.
I mean, you had to talk a bit, did you? Or were six. You on Duck's panel?
No, there was six of them. So there was three and three. It was me, Jude and Fev, and then the other one was Dermy.
Duck.
Duck and Richo. Yeah.
So Richo enjoyed listening.
Yeah. I had Feb, so I basically said fuck all. Me and Drew didn't say much. I had Feb on my panel. So we didn't say a lot, mate.
Should we remind people you don't get paid per word at those functions?
No, exactly. No, but it was good, mate. We were seeing you Wednesday, didn't I? Yeah, so that was a good week. Capped off with the Pies winning. What did you think of the game? Obviously, people would say I'm biased, so what did you think of the game? One of the people saying, I've caught up a little bit on, like, I just happened to be on Fox Footy, one of the great grand finals. Is it, would you concur, or just because it was close?
Yeah, 100%. And what I was saying about the team aspect is was not in any way disparaging at Collingwood, but if you kick a goal in the last 30 seconds of the first quarter, or actually the siren went,
yeah,
and after the second quarter, and the Pendles goal, when who was having a shot, Jamie?
Yeah, on a boundary, yeah.
And he went short. Yeah. And so that every time it was discipline, and then Lions gave away that silly 50. So there's four goals in the four-point margin. So just Collingwood were doing everything right. And I actually tweeted out, Dane, Steele's goal reminded me a bit of the old man there.
Yeah.
Well, he's not normally going to kick him that far.
No, exactly. He's probably kicked it from the wing now.
He did when it counted.
No, exactly. But they're obviously super well coached, and they obviously know how to, like they did all last year. It's, you know, we all said it wasn't after you do it that many times, it's not a fluke, like winning all those games coming from behind, because it's a system play and they do all they need to do. And obviously, they can be up by a goal and they shut the game down for the last 7 minutes of the game or something like that. And then,
yeah, ridiculous.
They sort of had to fucking play tennis this week. They had to get back in front, then they fucking had to try to slow it down, then they had to try and get back in front. So, yeah, it was a great day. Brisbane were terrific. If the game was at the Gabba, they'd probably win that game by six goals. But the fucking reality for them is they're going to have to find a way to win on the MCG.
The MCG wasn't why they lost.
It was the reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of them.
It was kind
of
the reasons.
Of course it was. That's just a whole lot of factors going to being on the MCG, to winning a game.
Now,
the Gabba, did they win that game? Clearly, you'd say yes.
Yeah.
So there has to be a little bit of a reason. Maybe it wasn't the MCG, it was the reasons not playing at the Gabba.
Mm.
One of the reasons.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But they're very good. I'm lucky. Unfortunately, someone has to lose these games. I don't really have a problem with Brisbane. I've said they're a very good side. They weren't their second best side all year. No, ended up that way.
Kitty Coleman for the Norm was sort of barracking there for a bit.
Yeah, he's
having a barrack
for. Well, yeah. Yep. I took Ginnivan instead of Bobby Hill. I thought one of the smalls might go all right, because I didn't think our big forwards are going to kick in a lot of goals. So I thought if we're going to win, one of our smalls will probably kick three or four.
The way he killed us, I was kicking myself. I didn't even think of him.
Who?
Probably Hill against the D's. Yeah. Dangerous.
I went Ginnivan instead. But part of Pie 1-39 Pies on the last game of the year, they got the job
cash
done. They got the job done for us. It was good. So now we get a break, refresh, and we'll go again in fucking 6 months.
That's it.
See how much hate I can cop online for a little bit longer.
I think you'll do well to break your years, day one, but third of January anyway.
Okay.
That you didn't tag Sabin, but tag me in.
Yeah.
Which got a fair run on your mentions as well.
Huh?
That one got a fair run on your mentions too.
Yeah, it did.
People just don't forget, do they?
No, they don't. No, they don't. No, it's a wonderful place where I like. I just close the app and just let people go to them. I don't know when they're going to learn. They keep me on there.
You love the mud.
Exactly. If no one commented, I'd be like, this is getting boring now.
Yeah.
People just can't help it. People just cannot help yelling at me.
You've been busy over the weekend, Sam, or not? Just freshen up.
I had a Bulldogs game on Friday night back at Witten Oval, which was the turf there is the best turf I've ever seen. It is just amazing.
It certainly has been shot on by finals players.
This is so true. It was so spongy underfoot. Well, I thought I took the opportunity to take my shoes off, and I took some photos.
You're such a fan of turf.
Yes,
I am. What was it? Was it a Kunamara mulch? What was the?
No, I can't remember the name. It's the same as the MCG, and it is the exact same dimensions as Marvel Stadium. It's pretty amazing. I did my intro without shoes on. It was amazing. And then I took some pics for my Foot Finder or whatever it's called.
Oh, you're earthing.
Yeah, earthing. Yeah, yeah.
Did you give earthing a go yet, Dane?
Did you point your perineum to the sun and get a bit of fucking water
away? Oh, yeah, absolutely. The family-friendly crowd would have loved that.
Oh, absolutely.
could get the crowds back to the footy.
Exactly.
You've got to do what you got to do. It was actually a really good atmosphere, actually, and night time, so we had fireworks and all sorts of stuff. That was good. And then obviously Saturday, watched the game at home with way too many Collingwood supporters. Stephen is quite concerned because some of the Collingwood supporters have left merchandise, like there's this big Collingwood flag upstairs. And Stephen's dad is a Pies supporter, diehard Pies supporter, so Stephen bought him a ticket so that he could go to the game. And he came back and he hasn't stopped talking about it. It's like he's 74, so like this is like a big deal for him. But because Noah keeps hearing the word Pies, earlier today Noah was running around the house with a Collingwood flag going, "Go Pies, go Pies." Stephen is not coping. He's like, "Cats." The word is cats, Noah, and Noah now thinks it's funny. So we may have a converted Collingwood supporter in the house.
Good work.
The annoy your dad gene's not going to die from there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it only gets stronger.
I can only imagine. And then yesterday, Sunday, we watched the NRL Grand Final, which was a fucking blockbuster. Did you catch it, Dane, or were you at Reds?
Yeah, no, snuck up on me that time of the night. But, we put it on. Yeah.
It was sort of breakfast.
Watched the Canelo fight, yeah, then watched that. Yeah, so it was my wonderful weekend. What else can you say? Got to see a few of the boys on them. I've seen them all Saturday night for a bit. They'll obviously enjoy themselves. I'm going on my footy trip tomorrow. I'm getting away with family. It's been a big year for me. Thought I probably played a big role in winning the Pies, winning that flag. So one on myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it was good. Great game. I enjoyed myself.
So if you're catching up with your family, how have you managed to get some time off work?
I put in for leave a while ago, so...
You haven't accrued any leave, Dane.
You mean? I've been flat out all year.
You have not worked enough to accrue the amount of leave that you're taking.
No, I'm flat out. But, this time of year, it's just time to rest, regroup, refresh, re-energise for a big 2024.
Yeah. Christmas period first.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a cricket. Now it's a racing season, cricket season.
Yeah.
Doesn't
stop for you.
Oh, mate.
Are you busy, Sam, next couple of weeks?
Oh, I've got a really busy couple of weeks coming up. I'm heading up to Townsville on Saturday for Battle on the Reef, which is a boxing event up there with NRL players. So it's boxers and like professional boxers. And professional NRL players, and then a mix, some that have recently retired from NRL and are now turning to the world of boxing. So that'll be quite exciting. That's on Stan, which is a pay-per-view event. And then Hex 28 at Festival Hall, which Dane may or may not be joining us.
Festival Hall.
Well, it's the first time, House of Stoush, that's the first time we're going back there. So it's a new venue, which is really exciting for the Hex boys. And I just actually put on my social media that if you I want to say lucky enough or stupid enough, I'm not sure, one of the draw cards this year is Brendan Favola is making his MMA debut. He's getting in the cage as a mixed martial arts fighter. And Dane, if you wanted to fight Fev, if you want to put one on his chin, you just have to use the code Favola at checkout. And some lucky punter is going to get to go in there and attempt to knock Fev's lights out. So
it's got danger written all over that, does
it? Doesn't it? I said to him, are you sure?
Probably play some professional, probably break his fucking arm or something like that.
That's the thing. This competition is open to anyone. Like, Ralph, if you wanted to go and use the code Favola, you could win this competition. But also in saying that, some semi-professional MMA player, fighter, could possibly win it. Like, it could go to anyone. So I said to him, do you realise what happens if someone gets to win this competition and steps in the cage with you that can actually fight? He's like, oh, I'll just tap out. But what if he doesn't have that? Has he thought this through, Dane?
Well, I know what he thought. I reckon I know what he thought through.
Not the training camp, because I know he's not been sticking to that.
The contract that was put in front of him.
Speaking of which, can I get the beagle out? Did Jack even go to the races because he wanted to, or because there was an incentive to go?
What do you do?
He went to the races on Friday night at Moonee Valley.
Did he go as, I don't know, do you reckon he had a gig?
I hope so. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, probably.
No, I don't think he did. I think he just went out there to watch a couple of races.
Yeah. So, like,
what's wrong with that?
It's fucking, well, people complaining about that, were they? That,
of course.
Well, it made news, Dane.
Fucking stupid, aren't they? Listen, I wouldn't do that. Like, before like when I played St Kilda City or fucking thing, I didn't want to go out, you know what I mean? I thought I wanted to stay at home. So it wasn't my go, but that's how he wants to relax and that's how he prepares for a game. Well, who gives a fuck?
Played all right.
He probably loved it. He probably loved being out with the fans and people saying well done and good luck and does his thing. So, but yeah, he might have had a horse running. Like, how the fuck do we know?
Yeah, he said it. I think it was a friend of his or something. Okay. But he was in the box of the Melbourne Storm boys. I think he was the one in the waters.
He's allowed to. Do people not realise that?
Well, he might have taken, that might be the way that he deals with, like, the nerves before a game, being out with his mates.
Going for a drive.
Being late just to take his mind off, because I guess you're sitting at home and you're watching grand final shit on the telly and you're just fucking worried about that. So he might just, that's what he wanted to do. He seems like a kid who doesn't really get fazed by too much, but just another thing for people. I don't want to yell at people on them. I might sift through them and start yelling at people on them. I might back him up on Twitter. I see if I get yelled at for that as well.
Very good. All right. Well, we just want to check in and see that you're alive. So we're having a week off and then we're doing another podcast in 2 weeks. Is that right?
Yep, so I'm back Friday. I'm back next Friday, so...
Yeah, Wednesday week.
Yeah. So I'm all right. I'm straight to bed after this. Early flight tomorrow. If I miss my flight, you will never see me again.
It would be like that RIP thing on that meme, yeah.
I'll be murdered. If you want to know where I am, I'll be arguing with people. I'm too tired now, but if I've got some Wi-Fi on the plane, I might get in the mud on the plane over 15 hours. So yeah, maybe more people can hate me and yell at me.
Sort of embarrassing.
Classless piece of shit, but it was beautiful. That's what I did. They ought to come for me, those fucking assholes. They ought to give me a hiding because, like, I played. But I thought I'd give it back to them. They can all get fucked. Beautiful.
What a way to finish. Enjoy your trip and catch up with your family.
Will do, guys. Enjoy. Enjoy. And I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Enjoy.
2 weeks.
Enjoy.
Cheers. Well done, boys and girl.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.